4 on the season, taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets, a perfect 13-0 to this point. It's Snow Carnival night in Bad Axe, so we will have all the festivities for you right here on Sports Radio 102.1 as the night progresses. The Vassar Vulcans are 10-4 on the season. Their best win is at home versus Reese just 2 days ago by 11 points coming from behind. Their worst loss is at Harbor Beach, where they lost by 12, 47-35. Vassar is 3-2 in the Greater Thumb West. That puts them in third place, 2 games from behind from Bad Axe, 1 game behind USA. Vassar is coached by Chuck Fabro, having gone 56-38 in the past 5 years. Going by the numbers, the Vulcans score on average 49.3 points a game while allowing 42.5. So through 14 games, Vassar has an average victory of 6.8 points. When Vassar plays at home, they are 6-1. Unfortunately, on the road, the Vulcans are batting 500 at 3-3. So far as the points go, it's slim, very slim. 48 2/3 for, 48.5 against when they play on the road. So they have an advantage of 0.33 points and the road in league play. The good news for Vassar, though, is that they are 2-1 in divisional games on the road, winning on average by 8.3 of a point, 49.3-41. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that Vulcan huddle.
Well, in this second meeting between these two fine clubs, Chuck Fabro's, his Vassar Vulcans, I think they have one of the best inside-outside teams in the area. In fact, how they lost a couple of 4 ball games is beyond me, to tell you the truth. But they are led by a bevy of seniors. And I'm talking about Colton Fabro, Logan Amen, Lamont Morrison, and, of course, the versatile. And what I mean by versatile is that this 6'7 center, as most people would say, this guy plays everywhere. He plays guard. He brings the ball up. He's got quite a lot of skills, and he goes inside. He is just unbelievable. And I'm talking about Tyler Humpert. I think he provides matchup problems for any opponent, let alone Bad Axe.
The Vassar voyage to this point, well, they started out a divisional play a bit rocky at 0-2, and both coming in 1-point losses to Bad Axe 41-42 and USA 54-55. Since then, Vassar has rattled off 3 straight West wins for third place current position. Entering the season, it was expected for the Vulcans to be one of the best contenders in the Greater Thumb West. After starting out 3-0, they followed it up with a 2-4 stretch.
I'll tell you what, you know, you look at the Vassar Vulcan lineup, and the last time they played Bad Axe, again, was on their floor, and that was January 8th. Final score, Bad Axe 42, Vassar 41. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that they did have 3 gentlemen in double figures. Now, obviously, one of them was Tyler Humpert, and he had 10 points. Colton Fabro, he had 11 points. Another fellow that is not going to be here, he's going to be missed, dearly missed, that was the third person that was in double figures. Now, if you take a look on the other side with Bad Axe, for example, is Tommy Morneau had a 12, but a lot of people might say a quiet 12. But the real surprise was Andrew Sutton with his 13 points. And so they worked very hard, being the Hatchets, against the Vulcans in Vassar. And believe me, the Vulcans have worked themselves very hard to get themselves into a position, I would say to get into position, to understand that if they have one more division loss, they might also go ahead and pack it up. They have 2 already, and you know, one more could be fatal for them. So I imagine that they are going to be looking for probably a unbelievable effort tonight on the Hatchet floor to try to go ahead and even things up. That's the Vassar Vulcan story.
Vassar is currently on a 5-game winning streak. It dates back to January 20th with a win against Saginaw Arts and Sciences, Lakers, Ubley, Cass City, and a big win on Wednesday against Reese 53-42. After tonight, Vassar is on the road at Bay City All Saints, then 3 straight at home against USA, Lakers, and Cass City, then wrap up the regular season at Reese on the 3rd of March. We are 10 minutes away from tipping off between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Vulcans of Vassar on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Find big savings during Chevy Truck Month at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Look for special Chevrolet bonus tags with extra savings on select models along with enhanced GM card earnings. How about a 2016 Chevy Silverado LT double cab four-wheel drive with 5.3-liter V8, navigation, heated seats, all-star package, and more? Lease it as low as $177 a month. Get an incredible lease on a well-equipped Chevy Cruze with sunroof, premium audio, remote start, and rear spoiler, only $99 a month. Check out the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu LT with Apple CarPlay, rear vision camera, and remote start, delivering up to 36 miles per gallon. Lease it as low as $122 a month. Get behind the wheel of a Chevy Equinox LT with navigation, rear vision camera, remote start, heated seats, and chrome wheels. Lease it as low as $151 a month. Find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
Listening to the WLEW Sports Network, 8 minutes away from tipping off in one of the most contested and sought-after games in the Greater Thumb West between Vassar and Bad Axe. Bad Axe trying to stay perfect on the season at 13-0 and improve to 14-0. Vassar has some other ideas. Bad Axe 13-0 overall. Their best win comes actually at Vassar, 42-41, coming from behind. Bad Axe is 5-0 in divisional play, one game ahead of USA, two ahead of Vassar. Head coach for Bad Axe is Mark Crew, currently in his third year, accruing a record of 36-19, but good enough for a .654 batting average. Overall, Bad Axe scores 60 points a game, which is the second most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, only behind Reese by 2.5 points. On defense, the Hatchets allow 46.5. In regards to the GTC, that puts Bad Axe in the middle of the pack on defense in sixth place. So overall, Bad Axe still has a 13.4-point advantage in every single game. At home, Bad Axe is 9-0, and their winning margin increases slightly up to 14.1, 61.8 to 47.7. Consistency helps for Bad Axe big time, even in home divisional games. The Hatchets are 3-0 and win by an average of 15 points, 62-47. Now, John Winnie, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, as far as Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, you know, we already understand that they're rolling like crazy. And as much as anyone, if you know Mark Krug personally, he'd be the one that's saying that we want to build our program on defense, 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 defense. And that's a good thing to do. But, you know, he's got a lot of offensive options as well. Way beyond just their talented point guard, Tommy Morneau, which if you have never seen him play, you really ought to. You also have seniors, Mason Krug, John Messing, Andrew Sutton, who I've mentioned earlier, as well as a junior, Martin Messing. They have become complete players as this campaign tilt has materialized. And if I was to say that there was one Achilles heel for the Bad Axe Hatchets, though, is that it's their team free throws have taken a bit of a hit this year as opposed to last year. Now, this kind of a game, I would imagine that in order for the Hatchets to be successful against the Vulcans, they're going to have to go ahead and push the ball up the court as much as they can, tire out the undermanned Vulcans, and also we might find that Trays might decide this game tonight. Bad Axe is very adept at it as opposed to I would say Vassar, that's their Achilles heel also. So, yeah, so if it's a game of free throws, Vassar's got the advantage.
The Hatchet story.
Go ahead.
They've been the team with a target on their back the entire season. 13 games down, 7 to go for a perfect 20-0.